Well, I wonder if this is turning into a happy Easter for you. How are you feeling right now? Are you worried that you might not find any Easter eggs after the service? Are you feeling tired because you've been up so early looking for Easter eggs? Or it's been a really long, arduous school holiday? Maybe you're feeling guilty that you didn't make Mum her breakfast this morning. Maybe you're pleased that you found a parking space this morning, you were here on time. Maybe you're a little nervous. Maybe it's your first time in church. Well, relax. I wonder whether you're joyful because it's Easter and you understand what Easter means. Well, feelings are very important and they are very powerful. And the way that we feel can change the way we look, the way we talk, and the way we act. The friends of Jesus had very similar feelings after he died on the cross. His friends took his body and they laid it in a cave. They were very sad. But their world was turned upside down on the third day when they met Jesus again after his resurrection. Well, what on earth did it all mean? What did it mean? Well, four things became true because Jesus rose from the dead. And I need your help to discover what they are. Jesus is alive. Now, because Jesus is alive today, four things are true. Here's the first, and see if you can help me work out what that means. Can you help me work that one out? Hands up if you think you've got it. Jesus is the Son of God. That's right. He's the Son of God. And the Bible tells us he was declared with power to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ, our Lord. Nobody comes back to life after they're dead, but Jesus did. And that proves that he is the Son of God. Here's the second one. How about this one? Any ideas what that word says? Redeemer, let's have a look. Yes, you're right. Jesus is our Redeemer. The Bible says, Jesus said, I'm the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Because he rose from the dead, we know that his death in our place was good enough to redeem us, to buy us back, to pay for our sin. Here's the third one, the third truth as a result of the resurrection. Someone at the back, yes, shout it out. Lord, let's have a look. Yes, Jesus is our Lord. The Bible says, Jesus said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, given to Jesus. Because he rose from the dead. Because he rose from the dead, he is our Lord and we must obey what he says. And here's the final one. It's not Welsh. Someone who hasn't answered yet. Can you work that one out? Can you shout it out? Jesus is our... Shout it out, Jesus is our... I think you got it. Jesus is our friend. That's right. Jesus said this, you are my friends if you do what I command you. Jesus died on the cross in our place so that we wouldn't have to, so that we could live forever as his friends. Well, in the story we've just had read, we met some of his friends and how their lives were turned upside down because of Jesus. They discovered Jesus is the Son of God, he's our Redeemer, he is our Lord, and he is our friend. Let's meet some of them. Here's Mary. Remember what Mary felt like before she met the risen Lord Jesus? She was afraid and she was crying. I wonder whether you can identify with Mary today. Well, when she met the risen Lord Jesus, when Jesus said, Mary, she was overjoyed. Jesus turned her world upside down. He turned her sadness into joy. He turned her sadness into joy. Has Jesus turned your sadness into joy this morning because of the resurrection? I hope so. She said, I have seen the Lord, and she couldn't stop telling other people about Jesus. What about Peter? How did Peter feel before the resurrection? What had Peter done? Peter had disowned Jesus. Not once, not twice, but three times he disowned Jesus before the people. And he was very, very sad. But when he met the risen Lord Jesus, on one occasion by the Sea of Galilee, Jesus was very gentle to Peter. Jesus said, do you love me? And Jesus asked him three times, do you love me? To wipe out those three times Peter had denied Jesus. Three times Peter had an opportunity to say, yes, I love you, Jesus. I wonder whether you've ever said that to Jesus. Jesus, I love you because you died on the cross for me. I love you because you rose from the dead and you've given me eternal life. And there's someone else whose life was transformed by the resurrection. Do you know what his name was? His name was Thomas. Thomas doubted Jesus because he wasn't there in church on that Sunday. He wasn't with the disciples when Jesus came back. And so he had to wait a whole week. It's a good reason for not missing church on Sundays. He came the next week and he met the risen Jesus. And his life was turned upside down. He said, what did he say? My Lord and my God. It's one of the greatest affirmations in the whole of the Bible. Thomas's life was transformed because he met the risen Lord Jesus. Thomas worshipped Jesus because he recognized Jesus as his Lord. So if we're to sum up what Jesus said, not only to Thomas, but to everyone, he said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. We believe in Jesus because the Bible tells us the truth and because his Holy Spirit convicts us of the truth today. So there are several things we can sum up the story of the resurrection and say, Jesus said, peace be with you. He wants us to have his peace today, knowing he is alive and he is with us and he will never, ever, ever leave us. He's given us a new purpose in life as his friend, to be with him and to serve him and share him so that others can become his friends too. That was the great commission he gave the disciples when he said, go and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and I will be with you always to the very end of the age. Jesus wants us to tell other people they can become his friends too if they trust and believe in him. Let's sum up what we've learned this morning. Jesus is the Son of God. He is our Redeemer, our Lord, and our friend because he died on the cross in our place and he rose on the third day on Easter Sunday. Because of that, our fears can be relieved, our doubts can be removed, our sins can be forgiven, our eternal life can be assured, and we have a new purpose for living, all because of that first Easter Sunday. Now, if this is your first time in church or the first time you've heard the good news of Jesus, I'm going to say a prayer and you may like to pray it with me. God is speaking to you right now and you want to become a friend of Jesus, then I invite you to say these words with me silently. Lord Jesus, I believe that you died and rose again. Thank you for dying in my place to take away my sin. Thank you for giving me the gift of eternal life. Thank you for wanting me to be your friend. Help me to know you better and to serve you for the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you already are a friend of Jesus, today is a very special day because we've been working up to today for many, many weeks. The grown-ups have been learning what it means to be a friend of Jesus and to follow him. And today, if you are a friend of Jesus already, I invite you to renew your commitment to Jesus through our membership covenant. I'm going to remind you what it means to be a member of Christ's family. By God's grace and with the help of the Holy Spirit, I will endeavor to follow the example of Christ in home and daily life and bear personal witness to him, to be regular in private prayer day by day, to read the Bible carefully, to come to church every Sunday, to receive Holy Communion faithfully and regularly, to give personal service to church, neighbours and community, to give money for the work of parish and diocese and for the work of the church at home and overseas, to uphold the standard of marriage entrusted by Christ to his church, to care that children are brought up to love and serve the Lord. By God's grace, this is my desire for the coming year. It's certainly my desire, and I hope and pray it's yours too. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.